Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Younger Zo Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment of Thoughts on Purim. Near the end of the Megillah, we have a famous pasuk. We actually normally have the Baal Kol Reih pause, and the congregation says the pasuk, which we do for some core psukim. And this pasuk is La'yudim ha'sa'ora v'simcha v'sason v'ikar, that for the Jewish people, there was light and joy. Simcha and Sason are two different types of joy, and Yikar is precious things. So on the face of it, this pasuk just means things were really great for the Jewish people, and their lives were illuminated, and they were very happy. Very nice. There's a very famous drasha on this pasuk that each of these four things, Ora, Simcha, Sason, and Yikar, refer to different mitzvos. That Ora, light, refers to Torah, the study of Torah, the knowledge of Torah. Simcha, joy, refers to Jewish holidays. Sason, another language of joy, refers to bris milah, circumcision. And yikar, which is something like precious or glory, refers to tefillin. Which means that the Jewish people in the aftermath of the Purim story seem to have had some greater connection than before to these four mitzvos: the study of Torah, holidays, bris milah, circumcision, and tefillin. So, you know, the question could certainly be asked of all the different mitzvos, why specifically in the aftermath of this story do they connect to these specific mitzvos? One could certainly argue that the meaning of that they had light, which is Torah, doesn't mean that now they learned Torah and they didn't learn Torah before. Rather, it means that they had a whole different appreciation for the light of Torah. Or rather, it means that when we say joy refers to Yom Tov, they had a whole different appreciation for what a Yom Tov meant, etc. You could say that. Rav Shimshon Pinkus has a little bit of a different approach. And what he's really interested in is specifically the mitzvah of tefillin. You know, we all know that the study of Torah is so core to who we are as a people. We know that our holidays are very important. We know that circumcision is very important. Tefillin is, of course, a very important mitzvah, but if you were to guess the four mitzvahs that are core to the Jewish people, you probably wouldn't have guessed tefillin. You might have guessed the other three. But why tefillin? Tefillin is considered a sign of connection, but it seems a little bit out of place. And Rav Pinkus has such a beautiful thought. He says, what is the operative verb when it comes to tefillin? The operative verb when it comes to tefillin is kshira, tying or wrapping. We take the straps of the tefillin and we bind ourselves in the tefillin. It's particularly dramatic when you think of the tefillin shoyah, the tefillin on the arm, that literally we tie it around our arm. We tie a knot around our arm. But even the tefillin shel rosh, we surround our head within the straps of the tefillin. And he says that tefillin, we of course know that tefillin is about the bond between God and the Jewish people, but think about it in a slightly not so different manner. Tefillin is about making ourselves bound up with God, wrapping ourselves in God, totally devoting ourselves to God. And that's the point. This actually fits very well with what we were discussing yesterday about the kind of before and after the Purim story, the lack of passion at the beginning of the Purim story, and then the infusion of passion in the religious lives of the Jewish people by the end of the Purim story. This would really seem to be along those lines, that all four of these mitzvos are about the bond between God and Israel, and perhaps most uniquely exemplified by the tefillin, by the physical aspect of the tefillin, the tying ourselves up with God, the total subservience of our arm representing our deeds and our heads representing our thoughts to God, that complete infusion of passion, a very, very worthwhile thing to think about for the men listening to this series, the whole idea that per morning we wear our tefillin as we listen to the Megillah. What a powerful thing to think about near the end of Megillah reading. When we say this pasuk, La'yudim ha'isa'ora v'simcha v'sason v'ikar, yes, the mitzvah of tefillin, yes, the mitzvah of tefillin is very precious, but that idea of totally wrapping myself up in God, and I do it every day of the year if it's not a special holiday, not a special Shabbos or Yom Tov or possibly Chol HaMoed, I'm constantly wrapping myself up within God. and to think about that. And that's so much of what the aftermath of the perm story is supposed to be about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.